Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's start our worship by prayers. Before that, let's read Psalm 61. Psalm 61, Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Amen. Let's come to God in prayer. Let's be mindful to perform our vows to God. God was good to us all, so that we need to be faithful to Him. Let's pray. Let's cry to God. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful day you give us. Thank you for your presence in our life. Thank you for your care and mercy. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Jesus that hung on the cross, his body and his blood was shed for us to be forgiven, to find way to reach to you, Father in heaven. Oh God, we thank you for all your goodness and your faithfulness. We bless your holy name. Let's come to God and let us confess our sins, our shortcomings, negligence, our carelessness, our disobedient, rebelliousness, stubbornness. Let us renounce all these sins and come to God, asking mercy and grace to help us in time of need. Let us confess and renounce our sins, small or big. Let us commit ourselves that we will not repeat them. Lord, as we confess and renounce, Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, O God, from things unpleasant to you by the blood of Jesus, as we confess and renounce. Transform us to be like you, Lord. Help us to be sensitive, to hate sin, to forsake our wrong ways, to humble down before you, in the name of Jesus. Give thanks now to God to what you receive from Him good. Your good health, your income, your family, the Bible in your hand, the gift of prayers, your job, a lot of things God has given you. Your sleep, your food. Give thanks to God. Your study, the plan that God had for you, the good plan. Give thanks for all these things. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you for your church, the body of Christ, that you have placed us. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the income, the jobs, the visas, the favor from you and from me, the answer of prayers, your support, your protection, your guidance, your deliverance. Thank you, answer us in times of need and troubles, and you save us. We thank you, Lord.
You give us the heritage of those who fear you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Now come to the Lord and ask Him your needs. Tell Him what you need. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Ask God your needs. Pray now for your family. Thank you, God, for all what we had asked from you. We believe that we have received them by faith, and you, in your perfect time and will, you will give to us. Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Yes, Lord, I pray for each and every family to be in line with your will and word. I pray for each husband to be the head, that you are in his head, O God. I see this family, do your will. Pray for wife to be also understanding and follow all the instructions that come from you to her husband, O God. I pray also, Lord, for both parents to be in agreement to discipline their children and to raise them in the fear of yours. Pray for children to be respectful and submissive to their parents and obedient to the instruction they receive. Oh Lord, I pray for blessing upon each and every family. I pray for harmony, oh God. I pray for the Lord, leading of the Holy Spirit for each and every family. Provide the needs. Use them, oh God, to evangelize, that people will see that your light is shining through them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for one another. If you know any brother and sister having certain difficulties, struggle, pray for that brother and sister. Heal, Lord, heal, heal. Protect the jobs. Deliver, Lord. Deliver from bondages, heal from diseases. Change attitude, character, give solution, give wisdom. Provide jobs and incomes, Lord. Hear us, O God, hear us, Lord. Hear us, hear our prayers and our cry to you, the cry of my brothers and sisters. We are praying, we are interceding in the behalf of our brothers and sisters who are in need, who are having difficulties and troubles. Lord, help them, help them, help them. In the name of Jesus, answer our prayers for them. Yes, O God, hear our prayers, O Lord. Pray now for your job, for your colleagues, for your boss. Pray that the word of God can be spread to them and they can come to Christ. In the name of Jesus. Lord, protect all the jobs, the incomes, the visas, the salaries. I pray for my brothers and sisters, for each and every one of us to be shining in the places that you have assigned us, that we'll be a blessing, we'll preach your word, we'll be a good example to others. We pray for favor from our boss and superiors. Protect our visas, businesses, incomes. I pray for the companies who are having the tracker to maintain their income, give them so that they will pay all the salaries. I pray for all the pending salaries of our brethren who are not yet receiving their salaries on time, that they will receive it all in the name of Jesus. I pray also, Lord, for bonuses, oh God. I pray that we will also behave. I pray for our brothers and sisters to obey those who are over them and be humble and do the work faithfully. In the name of Jesus, they will do it as they are working for you, Lord. I pray for them to open their mouth and speak about you, to pray, to intercede, and to evangelize in the places that you had assigned them. Let's pray now. Pray for the places that you came from. Pray for your friends, relatives, neighbors, that they will know God, they will know His word, they will know Christ, and they will give their life to Him. Pray and intercede. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you will use us, oh God, to evangelize. We pray for the salvation of our friends, relatives, neighbors, our colleagues, oh God, and our classmates and college mates, all that we are still in contact with. We pray they will know you and follow you, oh God. We pray that we will do our best to present Christ to them, to evangelize, to reach them with your word in the name of Jesus. I pray for all these places that we came from, peace, so that evangelism will go on, that we can reach people for Christ. Let's pray for this pandemic, that God will protect us all from this coronavirus, and that we will be able to reach new people through this trials that are going on, and God will equip us and equip the church to overcome all the restrictions of evangelism and reaching new people. And let's pray that protection of all of our workers, and no one will be forced to get the vaccine against our own will. Yes, God, protect us, all of us, all the brethren, the leaders, the pastors, the elders. No one will be forced to take this vaccine against his will or her will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make an end. But we know, Lord, you allow it for a purpose. We pray that your purpose will prevail in the name of Jesus. Lord, you make a way, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, help us and guide us. Strengthen us, Lord Jesus, to go on and serve you, Lord. Let's now pray for this country, that God had placed His church in UAE and in other places, Oman, where the church could stand, Kuwait, Iraq, Sri Lanka, India, Philippines, Australia, America, Malawi, Sierra Leone, even through few members, few families, some congregation. In the name of Jesus, we pray, O Lord, for your blessing upon all these places that you had allowed your church to settle. Pray for favor from governments and authorities. Pray for protection. I pray that we will receive all the favor that we need of lands, buildings, permissions, documentations, authentications, legal aspect that certain time we need. We pray that you will open your hand and you will provide. We thank you, God, and we receive by faith, O God, and we pray that we'll be faithful to you, Lord. We commit ourselves to pray for all these nations and the governments to intercede that they will know you. Oh God, we intercede for all authorities that they will not do anything against your will, but everything that you ordain they will follow. Oh God, the heart of the kings in the hand of the Lord, you direct them in the way that you want it to be. We pray for miracles to be done. In the name of Jesus, reveal yourself to them, oh God. We pray also, Lord, you guide them and help them to do your will in full, oh God, to know you. Reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams. Let them know you. Let them know you are the true God. Let them know that we are your servant in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Let's now pray for the church. Pray for your ministry. Pray for yourself to be used by the Lord to serve Him. Yes, O God. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. Hear our prayer, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy, O God. Lead us and guide us, support us and strengthen us, O Lord, to go on and serve you. O Lord, I pray that through your church many people will know the truth. Many people will get saved. People get water baptized, O God. New groups, ethnic groups, new languages, new areas, villages, cities, continent, countries, to be reached by your church, this ministry that of yours, in the name of Jesus. We pray. I pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I pray for the refilling of the Holy Spirit upon all of us who receive the Holy Spirit baptism. I pray for message of wisdom, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of knowledge, gift of healings, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, ushering, administration, showing mercy, generosity. We pray whatever we lack, you provide for your church, your people. Even Lord, we pray to raise up more workers with us. You say you pray for the Lord of a harvest to send workers in the fields, O God. We pray that you send workers to us to serve you, O God, with us, to reach the lost with us in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for the church. Yes, we pray now for this service today. Lord, we come before in the name of Jesus. Anoint this worship today. Anoint this recording. Anoint the instruments. Anoint our voices, the prayers. Anoint the word of yours, O God. Anoint the giving. We pray that your name will be lifted up. Your name will be glorified, O God, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly. O God, anoint the songs, the prayers, the message, and this recording once again, anoint it to reach the place and to the people that you had called to know the truth and to follow you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let's give thanks to God for all His goodness to us. all the wonders, the miracles, the things that you had achieved to us. We thank you, Lord. Yes, O God, we continue to pray that you will build in us and in each every one of your church and workers, members, a grateful heart, a thankful heart, O God, that full of gratitude to you and to your word and what you have done. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. Continue to honor our worship and praise and bring us, O God, into the most holy place and fight battles for us as we give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Oh,
those who serve you. Blessed are those who continue to walk in your ways. Blessed are those whom you choose and call, O God, to do the work of yours. O God, I pray for faithfulness in each and every one heart who hear or all this worship, that they will abide with your will, and they will dedicate their life and themselves to serve you, O God. Yes, O Lord, and you, that you will use them. Time will come that they will serve you wholeheartedly, themselves and their families, and their house will be open for your work, O God, for worship. It will be houses belonging to you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Glory and honor belong to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. People set free, enemies were defeated, those who are advancing against your word have been put aside, those who are opposing the evangelism and discipleship have been taken away from the way. We thank you, God, for the victory, for the release that we have in you. We bless you, magnify you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Draw us near to your presence, O God.
Father God, I come into your presence. With all my heart, I come to sing your praises. I want to feel your embrace.
mind renew us according to your word and according to your will. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
this time. Change our lives, O God. Help us to see things in the way that you ordained it to be, O God. Everyone coming with a certain mindset, but you have another mind for us, the mind of Christ. Help us, Lord, to persevere and understand your word and apply them in our living. We thank and we praise you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to God. Let's give to Him what's due for Him of honor and glory and praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for all brothers and sisters who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit and their vows. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. And pour out so much blessing in their life they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their lives in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, those who are not yet giving, teach them their ways and help them, O God, to give what is due for you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray also for those who have no jobs, or those their salary delayed, or their salary decrease, Lord, compensate them, give them what they need, give them back their salaries and their incomes. And I pray you anoint this amount of money, multiply it, use it for your glory to reach the lost. Oh God, help us to evangelize, open to us a new field to reach people who are away from you. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue today speaking about the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain, from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain in Matthew chapter 5. And let's read. Today we read verse 23 to verse 26. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Verse 25, agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement to direct the people, to encourage them, to teach them your ways, O God. I pray for help coming from you through your word. Pray for healing. I pray for hope. Pray for wholeness. I pray for a new soul to come to you and repent and give their life to you and repent of their sins. I pray for your people to get the teaching of yours and apply them in their life, O God. Take the message and spread it. Let me bring to you 30, 60, and 100-fold, O God. You had a purpose of sending this word of yours to your church. Let your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hear Christ say in verse 23, therefore if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath ought against thee. Hear our accountability to one another before God is important. The teaching of the Jews at the time of Jesus, they will say that if you have stolen anything from one person, you need to go first and make things right with him and compensate back, and then come and offer your trespass or your sin offering. And they say that if the person who come and he bring what he had stolen first, and then he bring his trespass offering, what he's doing is right. But the person that who bring his trespass or sin offering first, without bringing back what he has stolen, is not doing the right thing. So here, that sin need to be confessed and dealt with and renounced before he need to offer his, before he need what he need to offer of his sin or trespass offering. And also, the same for us. We need to deal with sin before we come to the Lord with our offerings. The Jews also, at the time of Jesus, what they recommend also that if you have stolen something first, you go return it either to the owner or you bring it to the priest. You bring it to the priest. The question here, why they were teaching to bring it to the priest? Because sometimes possibly they don't know who is the owner, but they have stolen these things and they bring to the priest because they acknowledge what they have done wrong, and then they bring their trespass and their sins offering. Christ, he took this teaching because his audience, they were aware of this teaching. He took this teaching and he responded. He did not speak only about the stolen things. He spoke and he included all the offenses that it could be had happened when he say, therefore if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there remembers that thy brother has ought against it. Could be money I've taken from him. It could be effort or time, or it could be also that there is any base for charge against you. It could be that you are angry with him, you have treated him with malice or revenge or bitterness, or it could be that you have used him or you have been also abused him. Whatever that the trespass or the shortcoming that had been done, you need to make it right before you bring your gift. Here the Lord did not use trespass offering or sin offering, but he used free offering, your gift to God. Whatever you bring of gift, before that, you need to go and if there is something against you, you need to settle it right before you go and do the service. You know, religious practices and ministry and giving burnt offering, sacrifices, these things will not compensate and will not replace the need to deal with the sin or whatever shortcoming or wrongdoings we had done, not only against the brothers, but against all men. And even our attitude toward our attitude towards certain people. God wanted to be changed before we will be able to bring our gift to the altar to our God. Why these need to be settled before we bring our gift to the Lord? You say, leave, verse 24, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go the way, thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. So here is not only stolen things. It may be you had an inflict injury or harm, or you spoil his reputation, or you have anger and you spoke bad things against him, or you slander him, you make a slur against him. These things that have to be settled before that God will accept from us what we had offered to him. Why we need to settle it quickly? Because first, our communion with God, our fellowship with God will be affected. We will not be able to sit at the Lord's table. We will not be able to do the washing of the feet. We will not be able also to go praying to him, and there's things on us to do, as well as we will not be able to do any other ministry before these things will be settled. Apostle Paul say to Timothy in book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. What he instructed him in line with the Lord Jesus is saying. If we had, say, raka to him, or fool without cause, as we discussed last message, if we had abused him with words, we need to settle it right before God. Or we are enraged against him for no reason or no excuse. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, he say, Apostle Paul to Timothy, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Here, lifting up holy hands is the offering sacrifice of prayer or praise. Without wrath. Wrath is anger. Anger or malice or bitterness or vengeance, or try to do harm, that will not be proper, will not be acceptable, what we are going to offer. First, we have to clear our heart. If that is taking a predominant part of our life, this attitude or anger or fighting back or try to revenge, that needs to be dealt with before we can come to God in prayers and offer our gifts, offer our sacrifices, offer our ministries and service unto him. In Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 1, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 15, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15, say, and when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yet, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. It means here that there is something wrong that you have done, injury or injustice or abuse or stolen things, or I mean you had done some sort of wrongdoings, and he said, when you suppress your hand, I will not listen to their prayer. So the prayer is not acceptable. And that's why the Lord say in Matthew chapter 5, and he say that, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and therefore remember, while you are doing this, and you remember, the Holy Spirit remind you, that there are certain things you have gone wrong, that their brother ought against it, that somebody has things against you. This needs to be dealt with. In verse 24, leave there thy gift before the altar. Now, what we understand here is that God can wait for our gifts and ministry. You keep it on the altar, you brought it, you keep it. Go thy way, go as quickly as possible as you can. Speak with that person. Explain to him your situation. Ask him pardon. Compensate him. Let him feel that you have no ill feeling or bad intention against him. And do your part and reconcile. Give him what's due for him. And then come to the Lord and offer your gifts. And also what we understand here, what is the other pros and cons of these verses? You know, there are situations that, although here that when we have done like something wrong, and yes, it's true, we are like, you have done something wrong and you are unfit to pray, unfit to do ministry, unfit for the Lord's Supper. That does not mean that you should put aside what you need to give to God. Some people, they say that, I am not doing ministry, I'm not going to church because I have this wrongdoing. I am in fight, or I have done wrong, or there is something like this, and God say, I am unfit. Yes, but you are accountable to correct yourself. It is your fault. Now, when you have sin like that, you are in trouble with somebody. Now, that is one sin. The other sin is that when you withhold what belongs to God, the ministry, going to church, giving your tithes, offering, and your first fruit, that the first sin will not justify the second sin, but will add to it. You see here, it is our responsibility, it's your responsibility, that you need to go and reconcile, to do what is right, yeah, to pay what is due for you, to pay, reconcile, express your good wish to that brother or that person, make him happy with you, and come back and continue your ministry. So all you need to do, have you get the point here? Your sin, whatever your sin, that does not justify your other negligence to your duty. He did not say here, don't bring your gift. He say, leave at the altar. Yeah? Leave. So God did not say, don't bring, no. He did not say, don't come. Leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. Go as quickly as you can. First be reconciled to thy brother. You go do what is right. And then come and offer thy gifts. Now, the Jews at that time, you know, which time they can do this? Because they meet at the three main feasts, the feast of Passover, the feast of Tabernacle, and the feast of Pentecost. They will bring their gifts. They go to Jerusalem, they bring their gifts to God, their sacrifices, whatever, sin offering, trespass offering, burnt offering. They have a lot of offering. They bring it to God. Before they put it on the altar, they go and reconcile. They will meet that brother, that family, whatever. They make things well. They will pay back. And they will settle everything. Then they will come and offer to God and will be acceptable. For us today, it is more easier. We have better way for communication. We have the social media. We have internet. We can communicate, or we can go and meet that brother or that person and settle their things before we come to God and give our gifts. But certain time, we are not the one who offend. They had offended us. We have like you have the one, you are the one who have received the hurt from certain people. What you need to do? Now, what Christ teach us, if we are the one who received the hurt, we should not retaliate. We should not plan to revenge. We need to forgive those people, because that's what the Lord has recommended to us in such situation. Let's read Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 25. Mark chapter 11 verse 25 and he said, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. That's here the point. He say you forgive if there is, you know, somebody done something bad to you, what you require is to forgive. And in this way, God also will forgive you your trespasses. Now, as we are in God's presence, let us take a few moments now and let us allow the Holy Spirit to examine us. And if we are angry or having bad feeling about certain people who hurt us, let us forgive them, and let us ask God to reward us, to forgive us our sins, to give us peace, and to give us what had been taken away from us. God's presence is here. God wants us to be cleansed. If we have anger, unforgiveness, want to revenge, God does not want us to do these things. Lord, remove all the ill feelings from our hearts as we forgive those who did bad to us. Mention the people who hurt you, and you release your forgiveness to them, toward them. In God's presence. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, you reward your people who are obedient to you. Give us peace, Lord, and compensate, O God, all the losses that inflicted on us. Yes, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the other aspect is, if you are the one who caused the offense, either from the beginning, we are the one who did wrong, or while the process is going on, we did something offensive. Here, the Lord wants us to go and ask pardon, confessing our sin to that person, to that brother. Ask forgiveness, make him satisfied, compensate the losses. Make peace. Make peace with that person. Let him know that you don't wish him ill. And pay what is due for you, so that you can reconcile. Let us now take a few moments to commit ourselves to do this. The Holy Spirit will show you, or you know whom you need to do that. Commit yourself now to do what is required. Lord, as we commit ourselves to do this and to correct the things that we have done wrong, trespasses, and be willing to pay what's due for us and to reconcile, I pray, O God, you make a way that things will go well and all things will go according to your will, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, strengthen us, strengthen all our brothers and sisters to go and reconcile and do things to please you, O God, so that they will come and offer their gifts to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, sometime when you go and try to do what is right and the person will not accept, or he does not want to reconcile, he does not want to forgive. Now, whatever, the most important thing is that you have done your part well, and certain time you may need to ask God, what we need to do more, what is ought to us to pay. These are also the right things we need to do, so that we will reach to the stage of this one, reconciliation. What is important for us is that we are walking with the Christ, because this is His commands, and He wants us to do what is right. We should not think that our offerings, our burnt offerings, and our sacrifice and our ministry can replace these things, but charity, peace, and justice, and doing what is right is more important than the gifts and the offering that we do. It is not, it is equally important. We need to do these first, and we need to do the other one also. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 26. Ephesians 4:26. and say, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Now, we should not be angry beyond the sunset. Why that's recommended? Because before we sleep, we'll have the evening sacrifice. We have a prayer. Now, if we have this feeling in our heart before we sleep, then how we can pray? How we can have fellowship with God? So we need to do it as much as quick as we can, so that we can pray, that our sacrifice, our prayers will be without anger, without fighting. And God wants us to walk quickly. And also, if we let it go, and we will reach the day of worship, the Sabbath day of worship, how we can offer to God if these things, the pending issues that we need to do, we have not yet done it. Now, we understand. Now, this is the law of Christ for us. What is owed to us to pay or to compensate or to retain or to release, this we need to do. Then we can offer sacrifices and we can offer ministry. We can take part in the Lord's Supper, washing of the feet, ministry of praying, and doing the rest that God wants us to do. Let's all stand in God's presence and let us give our life fully to Him according to the teaching that we receive today. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you. We need it in our life, oh God. Teach me, Lord. I commit myself, Lord, to do this ministry of yours, oh God. If that's what you ordain, oh Lord. Teach us more of your ways, oh God. Commit yourself to go thy way as quickly as you can, as possible as you can, and do the right things with men and also with God. The Jewish, they say that they have the Day of Atonement, when they afflict themselves, they receive forgiveness from God for the trespasses they have with God. They have done something wrong with God, He will forgive. But sin with one another, they say that it will not be forgiven unless the thing that you have done wrong, it will be corrected. And Christ, based on what they were teaching, also emphasize the same to us today. Yes, O God, create in us, create in me, Lord, a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me, Lord.
Take my God.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your teaching to us. As we repent, O God, bestow your blessing, the forgiveness of yours upon our sins, your peace, and your blessing upon each and every member, worker, family, and congregations of the church. Take the message and spread it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us in His name. Amen and amen.